time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over Miami.
Lamar, you seem to be even more excited for Snoop than you were for the five you had. You just locked in. What is it about the emotions that you were more emotional for Snoop's touchdown?
I mean, yeah, that's my brother, so anytime he on the field, I'm going to be excited for anything he do. You know, I'm going to be ecstatic regardless. Any of my teammates, you know, I'm that type of player no matter what's going on, what's the situation. You do something nice on the field, I'm going to be happy for him, you know. That's all.
Lamar, what's going through your mind when you're hearing the MVP chants from the crowd throughout the game?
We need to finish this game. Like, I'm not really paying attention to the chants, you know. Last year, the score was looking like that, you know, halftime and stuff like that in third quarter. And those guys started making plays and we didn't do anything, you know, but the only thing that was on my mind was to finish the game, and today we did it.
Lamar, how do you balance the excitement over what you guys have accomplished with knowing that you still have a lot that you want to get done?
Knowing that we still have a lot to get going on, you know, we got to finish this season the right way. We had one obstacle. We finished that obstacle. We got Steelers next week, you know, so that's how I'm staying focused this season, just taking it one game at a time like I've been preaching to you guys all season.
How important was it to, you know, win this game, get the top seed, you know, the road to the Super Bowl runs through, you know, Baltimore, obviously. Yeah. How important was it to get it today?
It was very important. You know, we had a lot of guys, you know, banged up, you know, nipped up with injuries, guys who couldn't play. We had guys who stepped up, knew the situation, and they played lights out, you know, all phases. We all knew it was important for us to get this win, and we did just that.
Yeah, Lamar, it's very tough when Mark Andrews went down. Yeah. Can you describe the importance of having players like Charlie Kohler and Isaiah Likely to step up the way they did?
Yeah, man, we need guys. Well, I believe Eric DaCosta do a great job at, you know, going after guys who going to have that Raven in them already, you know, establishing them since college and probably youth football, stuff like that. Hats off to those guys for bringing players like Charlie and Likely in, you know, and those guys just football players, and they show it, you know, day in and day out.
Lamar, does it feel, you clinched the number one seed back in 2019.
Yeah.
Does it feel any different today, clinching it, this, you know, how you did it, compared to when you clinched it in 2019 at all?
The only difference is I'm older. That's the only difference. And different guys who's a part of this team now, so that's the only difference.
Lamar, I mentioned you, you talk a lot about being the underdog. How do you keep the underdog mentality after you start becoming the favorite?
Because we know the favorites on the favorite because of what they've been doing. We've been an underdog all season, even off season. You know, we like to keep it that way and just keep that on our mindset. We don't fall into the narratives of things changing. You know, just last week we were about to get toe up, you know, however they said it. But our team, you know, we take that to heart and we go out there and play football. And that's what we know. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, we can't go out there thinking since we're the favorites, team's just gonna buy down and just play how we want them to play. You gotta go take it, and that's what we do.
Lamar, for you personally, how important has it been to finish this regular season strong, especially after missing the last two Decembers?
I just thank God for that. You know, I should have started the press off by thanking God. You know, from what you said, you know, the last two seasons I wasn't able to, you know, fight with my team. You know, I had to do it from the sidelines and just cheer guys on. But I'm grateful for the opportunity, you know, and we're the number one seed now. You know, we just got to finish this season how we're supposed to.
Lamar, you mentioned at the beginning of the season getting the keys to the offense.
Yeah.
You've heard you do more helpful, things like that. How would you describe your comfort level and confidence at this point in the season?
I'm very confident. I feel like sometimes I try to let plays – certain plays on the field play out, but sometimes I gotta, make a check here and there. And that pass to Odell was one of the prime examples, you know, that wonderful catch he did, you know, but me just checking, just saying it was man coverage and stuff like that. Just having the freedom to do what I see or do whatever I want to when I see things out there on the field, that's great for me.
Lamar, what kind of rhythm? We saw Todd Monk get on the field late in the game.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know. I wasn't expecting to see him until we got in the locker room, but for him to be on the field, I'm like, this man is funny.
Here are two more.
What kind of rhythm was he in as a play caller today?
Man, that's the type of game I like. You know, he was dialing it up, you know, being aggressive. But he was letting me be the decision maker. You know, I can be aggressive, we'll just take what the defense give us. And, you know, it was hand-in-hand with that, and that's pretty much how I like the game to go, and he did a great job today.
Lamar, 5 touchdown passes, perfect passer rating. Did you feel like you were in any zone out there?
I feel like if you can tell you're in the zone, you're not in the zone, you know. So I was just trying to focus on a play, you know, whatever play he called, just focus on that play. You know, I got the ball in my hand, make something happen, you know, just take advantage of what the defense gave me. And that's pretty much what it was. So, yeah, I was just locked in.
All right. Thanks, Lamar. Thanks, Lamar.